بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الحادي عشر. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لقد رأيت رجلا يتقلب في الجنة في شجرة قطعها من زهر الطريق كانت تؤذي المسلمين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And in this chapter that there are very many various ways, and in fact very easy ways, to please Allah and to acquire Jannah. And while we have the opportunity, we should not hold back. We should try and do whatever good deeds we can do. The previous hadith we read was with regard to in doing some good to animals, just giving them some water. On that Allah became happy, forgave them and entered them into Jannah. Here we read Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, لَقَدْ رَيْتُ رَجُلًا, I saw a person يَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that person was enjoying himself in Jannah. And on what account, why was he in Jannah? فِي شَجَرَةٍ قَطَعَهَا مِنْ زَهْرِ الطَّرِيقِ, because of a tree that was in the way of the on the road. It was causing an obstruction. He just cut that branches, that part of the tree off. On that Allah became happy. كَانَ تُؤْذِي الْمُسْلِمِ, and that it was on the path of the Muslim people, and as they travel it causes them difficulty. So he cut that. Just on that basis Allah was happy with him and Allah gave him Jannah. وفي رواية, and another hadith it comes, مر رجلا بغصن شجرة على زهر طريق, a person had passed on with regard to a branch that was coming across the road, the branch of a tree, and it was in the way of the people. فقال, and then that person thought and he said, والله لأنحين هذا عن المسلمين لا يؤذيهم, by Allah I will remove this obstruction for the Muslims so that it does not cause them any harm. This part, this tree that has come over on the road and it is causing them harm, I will cut it and remove this difficulty. فأدخل الجنة, on that amal of his Allah entered him into Jannah. وفي رواية لهما, and in another narration which comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, بينما رجل يمشي بطريق, a person was walking on the road, وجد حسن شوك على الطريق, and he found a thorny branch on the road, فأخره, and then he removed it from there. فَشَكَرُ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, Allah appreciated that from him and Allah forgave him. So if we see anything on the road, normally if we are driving also, and sometimes we see something which is an obstruction on the road, all we'll do is swerve and go past it. But very few people will get the tawfiq of making a stop, though it is not, it must take safety precautions also. And a person who then removes it, that is also enough to grant that person Jannah. There was a person in Lodium, and whenever there was a stormy day, when there was rain, storm, wind, and then usually branches of trees lie on the road and other things are scattered around, he should take his workers particularly and just go on the road particularly just to remove all these things. So that is a very great ibadat also. And we just wait. All we'll do is we will complain that the road people who are in charge of the maintenance of the road, they are not doing anything. But for us to do it, that will be a great reward for us. We are very, very indifferent. We even come to the masjid, the house of Allah, and there's something lying there, we will just walk past it. Very few will get the tawfiq of picking it up and putting it away in the dustbin or wherever it should be. We normally just walk past it. And if somebody else, an elderly person, respectable person, pick it up, then we rush like mad to take it. But on our own, we will never do it on our own. It is a great weakness from our side. And these are simple things that we should do. معلنا سعيد خان ساب رحمة الله عليه, who used to be the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat in Medina Sharif, when he should go to the Markaz in Makkah Sharif, when he should go Makkah, the first thing he should do was go to the toilets, and you should see if they are clean or not. If they are not clean, himself personally, he'll pull up his trouser, pull up his sleeve, and start washing them. And then dare somebody come and tell him, we will do it. He said, till now you couldn't do it. Only now when I'm doing it, now you want to do it. In other words, you should teach them a lesson, that you should do it always, keep the cleanliness. We see any dirt lying around, forget the road, even in the masjid, we don't get Taufik to pick it up. And a person, and even anything just lying is an eyesore. Nobody likes it there. So why don't we pick it up? And if it's on the road also, and those whom Allah gives Taufik to go specially on the road to remove these things, or where we see something is lying on the road, sometimes a tire is lying, part of a tire or something, somebody had a tire burst or something, we all will just drive past it. If Allah give us Taufik, and these are great, as we see here, they are great acts of ibadat, on account of which Allah Ta'ala enters the person into Jannah for that. Allah give us Taufik to make amal on all the and we can see our deen is not only about namaz and about the masjid and Ramzan and Hajj and Umrah, but all this is part of our deen. And if we have to check, this part of deen is not in our lives. We can think ourselves 1,000 times that I'm very pious, but piety hasn't touched us still. Just because superficially we are doing a few things, we are very happy that I'm very pious. But piety, what it is, what Islam is, hasn't touched it. If these things come in the Muslims, we can see what a great da'wat it will be for Islam. If the people see on the road, Muslims are there, and removing all the obstructions, etc., it will be such a great da'wat for Islam. That is when Islam is in our lives. But we are also just like all the other animals, we also just carry on like them. This hadith explains the tremendous virtue of any deed that benefits the Muslims or removes harm from them. Not only this, any other deed also which removes harm from the Muslims, it is a very great act of ibadat. Islam advocates cleanliness and orderliness in every aspect of life, and this is of particular importance with regard to public amenities such as roads, gardens and other communal facilities. Wherever it is, in the wuzu khana, toilet, if a toilet is dirty, all we'll do is look for another toilet, a clean one. And what we'll do is complain that this masjid, the maintenance is very poor. But very few will get the tawfiq of cleaning that toilet. We find, like our eldest, Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, went and cleaned the toilet for a non-Muslim also, that he was finding it difficult to use. And those were the things that made them, those people, enter into the fold of Islam. So that Islam is not in our lives. Our Islam is just 1%, some superficial thing, and we are guaranteed for ourselves that we are going to Jannah. But the real Islam, we are still far from that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of all this. So wherever we see things which are not in order, we should try and put them in order. A Muslim should therefore be considerate and contribute to the overall comfort and general well-being of others. We are very, very self-centered, selfish. We are just worried of our own things. We very seldom think of the comfort and ease for other people. Very fortunate are those people who have that quality, and they think for the comfort of other people, and they make them comfortable. Even in our homes, we as men generally, we just worry of our own comfort. Very few men will worry of the comfort of their wife, to make her feel comfortable, to make her feel nice, or sometimes to make a cup of tea for her or something, sometimes to rub her back if it is paining. But when we want any khidmat, then we will demand it. But to do a little bit for them, that we find it very hard. We find our maids working in the house, Very seldom will we try and find out if they have any problem, perhaps some finance difficulties, anything else, and to try and help them. A Muslim is he who is concerned about the welfare of other people and tries and help them out in the correct channels and in the correct way and with the correct intention. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.